socially dead. So Bin Laden had no phone or internet connection at his retreat at Abbasabad. If he'd had Twitter, he'd have known within a few seconds that something was up. An IT expert living nearby tweeted within moments of the US troops storming the compound. At Really Virtual, Sohab Athia tweeted, "A huge window shaking bang here in Abbasabad, Kent. I hope it's not the start of something nasty. S." Apocryphal words, as it probably will be the start of something nasty if there are reprisals for Bin Laden's death. This has definitely been a social media news story. We were woken up at just after 4 a.m. this morning, London time, with the Sky Major News alarm text going off. And when I checked Google News at about 4:15 a.m, just a handful of stories were appearing about Osama bin Laden's death. But by 8 a.m. this morning, London time, there were over 13,000. Facebook pages have been set up by Americans gloating over the death, and Twitter was on meltdown. And the printed versions of the newspapers, oh, they went to press too late for the story to break here. Radio was doing a great job, and my dear friend Steve Allen, who usually presents a jovial mix of showbiz news and gossip, had returned to his LBC news journalist roots and was presenting an informed show with some really quite interesting guests. And will this be the start of something nasty? Well, I think we all hope not. Al-Qaeda's threat of a nuclear bomb in Europe, if Bin Laden was killed, should be taken very seriously by all of us.